Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
All right, this is the MGB review of IWTV Untitled from October 8th, 2021.
Well, it's not just that. This is just our new format. This is just one of the things. But yeah, I picked this out because it's fairly recent. And I think I told you about this. Like, every match on the card is like a championship. But it promotes, like, different things. So as we're looking at it, I can see Limitless Wrestling. PWM Women's Championship, Camp Leapfrog Championship, Premier Wrestling Federation, Action Championship. Actually, they're not all championships because it says presented by WWR, presented by H2O, AIW Tag Team Championship, IWTV Championship. But when I was looking through this, I was like, wow, every match looks pretty good. I was up at 3 a.m. on Saturday, so I already started watching through some of this. But some of them I saved because I was like, okay, I know which ones you'll kind of like. And I actually really like Jordan Blade and Kai McKenna, but I was going to get the one I thought that stood out straight away was like Eric Royal and O'Shea Edwards. Like, they're both huge guys.
Yeah.
And you know that they're just going to want to beat up on each other.
I want to review Action Championship, Eric Royal versus O'Shea Edwards.
Okay.
Hardcore Hustle Organization.
H2O. That's why it's called H2O.
Triangle of Violence Deathmatch. And then
Anthrax versus Austin Luke versus Gigi Everson. Everson was in the one we saw the ladder match for the IWTV number one title match.
And then IWTV Championship, Wheeler Yuta.
All right, versus Alex Shelley. Well, that's good because I agree with two out of those three. I don't think we need to have a death match every single episode of MGB, though, particularly.
Well, when it's on the card, we should watch it.
You could always watch it later, perhaps. Now, actually, with watching some of this, I actually wrote some times down, so it should be a little quicker to find these today, actually. Oops. Might have been a little too quick to find that one.
This is the one, the only, the big, bad kaiju O'Shea Edwards, and you are listening to the MGB podcast.
All right, so I think O'Shea's already in the ring, if I remember correctly. Yeah, he's on the side there. So this is at the H2O Arena.
Yeah.
Because you can see the banners there. He's already in the ring. I think I figured that we don't really need to see entrances. Like, we're kind of familiar with what it is. Eric's there. He's got his action title.
I think that's tie-dye.
Lifted above his head. Yes, he's got a tie-dye. Like, it's like, kind of like a, I was going to say a sash. It's not a sash. I don't know. I was going to say a gown, but I don't think that's the appropriate word either.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's very bright.
Oh, it's in the H2O arena.
Okay, do you want to rewind the podcast? Like, I hope this is recording, right? Did everyone hear me say that, like, literally 30 seconds ago?
Oh, wait.
This is at the H2O arena, because you can see the banners.
I was looking in the ring.
This is what it's like as a dad 24/7. This perfectly encapsulates that. Yes, it's in the H2O arena. Good spot.
He's
got a lot of stuff on his. He's got a lot of tape on his fingers. Like on
he always
every,
says that.
He does? Yeah. I've never noticed that. It's like on every single joint. There's like two on each joint. So he must have like 20 pieces on there. Whoa, Eric's already took a shoulder strap down, did he? Or is it just does it just have one?
That's normal.
Oh, it just has one, yeah.
Yeah.
It looked like he reached up to his shoulder. He must just have been scratching his shoulder. All right, so they're locked up in the middle of the ring.
Yep.
And I mentioned on Good Cop, Bad Cop that we were actually going to review this match because I mentioned the fact that O'Shea Edwards was the last person we interviewed right before COVID.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was that very last event that we went to at Primetime Pro Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And we cheekily asked him if we could get a little interview, and he said, sure. And he was, like, the nicest guy. Like, he was a champion at that point. He hung around afterwards so we could talk, and we must have talked for, like, 15, 20 minutes. And, yeah, he's doing really well at Ring of Honor right now.
See the Z-Cold Scorpio banner.
Well, we didn't see... Did we see the end? So, last time we talked, we saw... Because they were unveiling different people. So it's possible that they might actually have all of them up now. I can see right on the end it says Amy Lee and it says Primetime. I don't remember. Was that one up?
I think that one was. Like,
perhaps
they
that was
took
the last
the
one.
Garbage. Like, not the garbage. Like, the trash can, like, Not a trash can.
Bin line. I call them a bin line. I don't know what you guys call them. It was a trash bag.
Yeah, trash bag.
It was a trash bag.
They took the trash bag off of it.
Yep.
Or whatever, so I think that was, or whatever I remember, it really is.
I remember the one with two people, because that was the people from the video company. So, yeah, I don't think we saw a million. Now, it says Primetime. Now, Primetime was that tag team on WWE.
Yeah.
So, Shad Gaspard and the other guy, whose name I don't remember right now. I think it's like three initials. Everyone else is shouting it right now. He's actually coming to VCW in November. He's kind of like their big name.
Like MVP?
It's not MVP. I think VC3? He's got a J in it or something. It's not EC3. It's
JBL.
Just, it's not JBL, though, either. I can't remember what his name is, but he's going to be appearing there. So I'm not sure if... Oh, hold on. Is that... That's not Prime Time. That's Crime Time, I think. Oh. Perhaps I'm getting it totally mixed up. It's because it had the Y in it, not the I, which made me think. So I'm... Yeah, I'm talking total nonsense then. It's nothing to do with that at all. Totally unrelated.
Yeah.
The VCW, we were supposed to be going because Benjamin Banks was appearing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, if the weather's good, like, we'll try and get a hotel, make a weekend of it at the beach, because we didn't go down to Virginia Beach in a long time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Benjamin, there was an announcement that he won't be there because he has another commitment. But Logan East and LaRoe's going to be there, though. So there was still kind of a reason to want to go. And actually, this week, it was announced that Cabana Man Dan's going to be there as well. And I actually saw it on Facebook, and I posted it on Twitter, and I said, Cabana Man's Dan's finally back in Virginia. He saw it, because I did tag him, and then he reposted it. And he said he didn't actually see the original post.
Oh, he didn't?
He saw my post, and then kind of reused that. He said it's the first time he's been back in Virginia in 3 years.
Oh.
So, yeah, it has been a long time. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think exactly when did it finish? Like, it finished... Nova Pro finished, like, April or March 2019.
Yeah.
So, it's at least... I'd say that's finished 2.5 years ago, so...
Yeah.
It's been a while. I actually thought Cabana... Oh, actually, I was going to say, I thought I saw him at Flying V, but that's actually Maryland.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it probably is the... It probably is nearly three years.
I bet Eric's been to the movies theaters, like, recently.
Space Jam 2?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And considering he calls that move Space Jam, that makes that even funnier to me. So you misheard Space Jam.
It was
Face Slam. No. And then it was actually Space Jam. Face Jam, sorry.
It was Space Jam, what he called it, but it was a Face Jam. I don't know.
I think it's a Face Jam, but he calls it Space Jam.
I don't know. I'm just going to be quiet before this comes another moment.
I bet he likes basketball, though. I know he likes basketball. I listened to that clip yesterday because it came up on my iPod. It comes up like every 2 months.
Well, I said that because I saw him. He had a Celtics hat on.
Uh-huh.
Like, he has it all the time at Nova.
Uh-huh. But you thought it because he liked it because it rhymed.
What?
I wonder if he likes Space Jams because it rhymes with Space Jam. I've listened to that clip, I think, 100 times now. And it makes me laugh every time. And I always have tears still rolling down my face. It kind of is. Particularly when it was like, I'm going to try and think of another one. And then you're reading through your notes. I was like, I wonder if he likes duplexes. Because he does suplexes. And you had no idea what a duplex was. I couldn't think of anything quickly. The first thing I thought of was suplex. And I was like, there's nothing that rhymes with that. And then suddenly duplex came in my head. But then the last part of the clip, which I'd missed, I'm sure it was Matt who pointed it out to me, was I was like, I was dying with laughing. I was like, you better have some moments because I need to compose myself. And then you're like, Victor Benjamin suplexes Eric.
I don't get it.
It couldn't have been any more perfect. The fact I just talked about suplexes and you mentioned that he suplexed Eric, it was great. It was awesome. Oh my gosh, that's my favorite MGB clip of all time, I think.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything going on in this match?
Yeah.
No idea. They're
fighting.
Alright, looks like... Oh,
he just
O'Shea
got a low
was...
blow.
He didn't get a low blow. He kicked the ropes.
Well, yeah, and they basically gave him a low blow.
It kind of... O'Shea is re-entering the ring rather gingerly now after that.
But it's clean.
Uh-huh. That was a nice roll-up. They kind of... Yeah. Whoa. They kind of reversed it. That's not the type of move I expect from big guys. That was like a ricochet-type move. That was sweet.
Yeah. It's a clean move because Eric was letting out frustration on the rope.
Uh-huh. I don't think there's anything against kicking a rope.
He was just letting out frustration on the rope.
Uh-huh.
There was nothing, he wasn't touching O'Shea.
Oh, he just did the same thing again.
Yeah.
Looks like he's going for a Rusev-like move right now.
I forgot what it
He kind of chopped him on the side there, but he didn't actually bring his arms back either.
I forgot what Rusev calls it.
I can't remember. Or Miro, whatever his name is.
Miro? I don't know.
That's what his, on AEW, that's his name.
So, him and Matt are, like, a tag team? Brother Nero and, or is that Jeff Hardy that was Brother
Miro? Miro, with an M.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to watch
was
some wrestling,
Was Jeff Hardy
really.
Brother Nero?
He was at one point when he was on Impact, yeah. I don't think he ever adopted that when he came back to WWE.
But he probably didn't have the rights to it.
Most of the other companies don't seem to be bothered about things like that. It only seems to be WWE that does that. What I still surprised me is that CM Punk was allowed to become CM Punk. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember who was on Good Cop, Bad Cop that week, but they said that CM Punk bought the rights to CM Punk.
I guess
they let the because you have to pay to copyright things. Ugh. And I guess perhaps they let it expire, and then I think Cody actually now can be Cody Rhodes if he wants to. I'm pretty sure that WWE let that one go as well.
Oh, you can?
Like, I don't know how expensive it is. Like,
that's a pretty big one.
It would be pretty, but how dumb would it be? It would be really spiteful just to pay that just so that they can't use it. Like, they're clearly not going to use it anymore, so it just shows you. It's like, I don't know. I think it's kind of a douchey move to do that just for. That was a nice suplex.
Woohoo,
by,
it's a PG-13 podcast now.
That was a nice suplex by O'Shea and held on to it, and Eric kicked out at 2.
Yeah.
There's been some nice athletic moves in this match so far.
Yeah, like Big Show has to be Paul White.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, they can't do any of the Big Show anymore.
Nope. Do you know his t-shirt that he had?
No.
So when he started appearing on AEW, he had the No More BS.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny. Oh, no, Harry got him.
That kind of reminds
me. Sucked him
me
right into it.
Of when it was WWF to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
They said get the F out of here on their shirts.
I bet those shirts, if you can buy them now, I bet they go for a fortune.
Yeah.
I know on the Devoid podcast, Micah has a section that's the price is whack. Mm-hmm. And you have to guess the price of wrestling-related items on eBay.
Oh, you
and
do?
Some of those old shirts, they go for ridiculous amounts of money. Like, I've seen some go for like listed at $250, $350.
Oh, geez.
Whether they actually anyone actually pays it is a different matter. O'Shea went for the cover, but it was kind of a lazy cover in the end. It was easy for Eric to kick out of.
Mm-hmm.
But O'Shea's on the ascendancy right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not sure if this is the part that I saw one part of the match. There was O'Shea picked up Eric and slammed him into the ground 3 times in a row. Like, that takes some strength. Like, Eric's a big guy.
Oh, Space Jam.
Mm-hmm. That could be it, then. That's it. Space Jam for the win. How appropriate.
So, were you thinking of MJF as his partner? Because he has a J in his name and it's 3 letters.
No, it's not that. He wouldn't have even been born when Crime Time was around.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's 2021.
Yeah.
So if he's 23 years old, well, I think he's 25 years old now, then he wouldn't have been born until 1996.
These guys are 1998.
He's 25, I think.
Oh,
I said I think he's 26. If you said 23, then yes, you would have been right. But I think he's 25.
1996.
All right. That was pretty solid. That was pretty solid.
Is Jerry the King Lawler still wrestling? Because I remember, like, a year ago he was still wrestling, and he was, like, 70.
If he is, it's only on the indies, but I haven't seen, like, I don't think I follow him necessarily on Twitter.
I thought he would have retired, but he's still wrestling.
Let's put it this way. I haven't seen him appear on any cards at all.
Oh, perfect.
So, I'm not sure. Well, I timed it. Like I said, I saw where this one started, and last few times we've done it, we've literally just pulled this up, looked to see what was on, and going, hey, let's watch this, and then try to find it. As I watched part of this event, I deliberately didn't want to watch this. Now, the other reason why this kind of appealed to me, I think this is his first defense since I saw IWTV 100, I think. I think it said this is the 101st defense. Now, a lot of his matches, and we didn't actually watch that 100th one. We kind of watched, I said, we're just going to watch the finish, and then we saw what happened afterwards, because the match went over an hour. hour. Because it was an Iron Man match, and then it was a draw, remember? And then they kind of tapped out after 1 second over an hour. And he had another match I saw somewhere. It wasn't for the title, but that was like over an hour. Like, the matches are just too long for me. Like, I don't think they need to do hour-long matches. And when I saw this one here, I could tell straight away that it wasn't quite as long as that. It looks like it's about 20 minutes. And I was like, perfect. I was like, I can cope with a 20-minute match. Because they can still get all their moves in.
This is why we need to watch the H2O match, because I could see stains on the ring.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm quite happy, actually.
That means it might be blue.
I'm quite happy. We don't have to watch the whole match. I'm quite happy skipping 10 minutes. So we can just watch the last 10 minutes of the match. All right, so there we go. But I know Alex Shelley's part of that. Is it Machine Gun City or something when he's on Impact? That's when he came. Oh, you probably don't watch Impact either, so. I forgot. Alex Shelley had a match with Daniel Garcia this weekend as well, which was kind of good as well. I like Alex Shelley's pants.
Whenever you say Daniel Garcia, I always think of the boxer Ryan Garcia.
Uh-huh.
Because I've seen people wear, like a protective thing over their stomach, and then Daniel punches it, and they can only take one punch because he punches so hard.
Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan. So yeah.
Just to prove that you mix Daniel and Ryan up all the time.
Wait, did I say Daniel?
You said I always mix Ryan and Daniel up. And then you said the boxer was Daniel, just to prove that you do always mix it up. Yeah, no, I love the colors on Alex Shelley's outfit. Actually, I like Wheeler Yuta's colors as well.
And you always mix up my...
You try and get me to mix up Marcus Mathers and the rapper Marshall Mathers, but it only happened one time. And you were just trying to wind me up with that. I don't mix it up. You were trying to get me mixed up by saying the wrong thing.
Uh-huh.
And it worked a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so they're kind of reversing each other's moves now. They kind of got their arms locked around each other's necks.
I've done that to Jackson before.
Put him in a chokehold?
No, not like that. He kept trying to hit me, so then I grabbed his arms. You grab your arms and then you put it around, not around their neck, but you put it on their shoulders so they can't hit you.
That's a great reversal, though. Oh, that was a nice kicking out by Alex Shelley to the back to keep the move going, though. But yeah, that was my feeling for this match. Having seen I did watch the Daniel Garcia one.
See, it doesn't really choke him or hurt him.
No, but it leaves you totally vulnerable. There's like nothing you can do because you can't use your arms for anything. And depending on how tight you put it there, he could be putting pressure on his...
And he's stepping on his feet.
I was going to say, he could be putting pressure on his back. He's kind of got him in like a surfboard mood right now. The only thing is, Wheeler Yuta is so flexible. I'm wondering if that's even doing anything. Like, Wheeler Yuta's known for his bridges. Like, that just looks like a bridge right now.
Yeah.
And the fact that he does those voluntarily himself, I wonder how much difference. Yeah, Alex Shelley just let go of the hold in the end.
When was the last JGB?
JGB? Mm-hmm. About 3 weeks ago, I think. Something like that. It was tempting. If he hadn't have gone shopping, I was actually going to invite him down.
Inconsistency.
We're kind of done right now. With him having broken his wrist now, this week... I thought that he might actually need something to do where he's not running around. So I thought that that might be good that he could come and join us on MGB for a few weeks. But as soon as he went out shopping, then I was like, that's fine. He's got something to do, but he's kind of a little limited what he can do. I did think about trying to do some JGB with him, possibly. But I don't know. We'll see. I've just been kind of busy in the evenings last couple of weeks. So it's not... Whoa. He kind of dived out then. I don't think he needed to dive out then. He got back into the ring nicely, though. Nice. See the bridge?
He bridged.
See, that bridge is just like... That looked just like that move, right?
I think I could do a bridge, maybe.
As like that?
Maybe not like that.
I think we got some video for the YouTube.
Not on my toes.
We were supposed to do something else for the... There was something else that we were going to do for the YouTube channel. We said we were going to do it, and then we forgot. I don't remember what it was. Funnily...
Jackson doing
the video yesterday, because you wimped out, apparently, because you said that jam on chicken sounded awful.
Oh, I didn't know it was a video. Jackson said, do you want to try jam on chicken? And I was like, not really.
It was the Urban Legend Challenge.
Yes.
So he didn't tell you that part.
No, he didn't. And I was outside playing.
You were outside playing football, so I said, go and ask. He said, shall I go and ask Mason if he wants to do it? I was like, sure. Oh, I like that move by Shelley. It's kind of like an STF, but that looks like Wheeler's tapping, but he's just trying to reach for the rope. He came back in and said, Mason said that sounds terrible, so he doesn't want to do it. I was like, all right, we'll just do it. So I recorded it, posted it. So made sure I tagged Irvin Legend in it. And then he said, just want to check what's is it JJ? I said, no. I said, it's Jackson. But I said, I call him J or JJ. And I said, oh, if you want to tag him on Twitter, it's at JGB_Jackson. Anyway, his post said, I remember from a few months ago that at MGB Graham and at JGB Jackson interviewed me. And they asked me, like, what's my favorite snack? And I mentioned the fact that I like chicken with jam. So Jackson got the credit for the interview, not you. Which I thought was pretty funny. It was good. It was really good, actually. I was genuinely surprised. I'm not on the film. We just put Jay on there.
Yeah.
And but yeah, no.
But I'm definitely not doing his other suggestion.
What was the other
one? I'm not wasting a steak.
Oh no, I'm not wasting a steak either. Was it chocolate on it?
Yeah, chocolate sauce.
I did an unofficial one with JJ, which we didn't record. I gave him a fisherman's friend.
Yeah. Oh, those are good.
Oh, you like those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But it's really strong. And, like, he starts chomping it as well. Like, I normally just suck on him and it's kind of strong. He was chomping on it. And then he was like, it's too minty. I was like, it's not really minty, but it's definitely overpowered. So I should have recorded it, really. All right, Wheeler for the pin. Oh, Shelly pushes him off.
Kick out.
So, yeah, we haven't done a food challenge in a long time. But I am kind of curious to... Irvin said that his mom used to call it jam as well, and he used to be like, jelly! I'm like, I'm getting flashbacks to our household now.
It doesn't matter.
But then mommy said the same thing. She said, well, we say both in America. I was like, I guess you do. But the difference is, she said I would always say grape jelly, but I would say strawberry jam. So
Depends on what type it is, I guess.
She said it depends on whether it's got seeds in it or fruit, little pieces of fruit. But you also use the word preserve as well, so there's like three different words you could possibly do.
But that's only for orange. It's only orange preserve.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't.
Oh, that was a great... Oh, I thought he'd pinned him then. I thought there was I thought he'd lost the title for a second. Kick to the Wheeler's head. Alex Shelley was so close right there. Alex Shelley from the...
I guess it depends on...
Oh, Wheeler got it. Wheeler reversed it. This could be a tombstone right here. He's trying to kick out. He's trying to kick him in the head. Actually, he's working pretty... Oh, yeah. That was nice.
Yeah.
You really got those feet swinging.
It definitely depends on what I'm putting it on, too. If I'm putting it on bread with peanut butter, I'm definitely going to say jelly.
Oh, we didn't...
But if it's on bread...
Oh, that was a brutal clothesline from Alex Shelley.
If it's on bread by itself, I'm just saying jam.
Jam sandwich?
Yeah.
Two and a bit. Like, I don't think in England anyone would ever say a peanut butter jam sandwich. I think they would only say peanut butter jelly. Oh, Wheeler tapped.
Oh, yeah, he did.
No way!
So we lost?
Get out of it! We have a new IWTV champ. I didn't even know we had... I just assumed Wheeler would won. Oh, wow. The reason I'd assumed is they already announced like the 102nd title defense as well. Holy cow. Now, you do realize, though, this isn't... I'm not looking how long's left in this match, Mason. We're in the H2O arena. Marcus Mathers has the IWTV box where he can ask for a defense at any time. He could cash it in
now. Marshall could...
No, Marcus.
No, Marshall.
Marcus could come in at any moment right now.
Oh, they both have
water. I want to know how long's left.
No,
I don't think there's long.
Because they both have water.
There's 5 minutes.
Both have water.
There's 5 minutes. All right, I want Marcus to tease it at the very least, though. Like, come in and show him the box and let him know, hey, you're next. I got my eyes on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That should definitely happen in the next few. Wow. So, unfortunately, this makes the list a little more difficult. I think he's the 9th IWTV title holder. All right, he's got the mic. Dang, I kind of... Mason, I think we need to pause this because I think we need to hear what he's going to say.
Marcus.
All right. So, that was probably about five... So, Marcus didn't come out. They brought the microphone out. He probably spoke for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, what do you remember from what he said then?
He said he wanted to bet his top dollar half of the people in the room were in debt.
He did. He said something before that, though.
Yeah,
because
he said he asked who made their dreams come true.
He asked himself, like, who in this room made their dreams come true? And I was thinking he was going along the lines like, hey, I wanted to be a pro wrestler. I am a pro wrestler. I thought it was funny that like one guy in the audience put his hand up. Like, I think it was a rhetorical question, but I thought that was kind of funny. And then it kind of cut away from that guy and it went back into the ring. But yeah, he was talking about that. He was talking about the fact that he paved the road for like the next generation of wrestlers. The fact that Wheeler Yuta has signed with AEW, yeah. or he's getting a chance to sign those contracts. He said he's turned down some of those contracts as well, which was kind of weird. I kind of got a slight mixed message from it, but like he said that
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true either. He is wrestling with Impact, or he was last time I checked, and he said that he has to keep like. It's the next generation who are kind of the ones who should be getting that. But he says he likes to keep challenging himself. He also threw out the challenge to anybody like who wants to come, like independents, big companies, Japan, Mexico, anybody. He said he didn't give an S before you cool. use the proper word. And but he said, if you step in with me, you better beat me because I'm going to be ready for you. So,
yeah.
So Michael, what I am wondering then is, does this mean that this is the last we're going to see of, well, perhaps not the last, but does this mean we're going to see a lot less of Wheeler Yuta on independent wrestling TV now?
Probably.
Because I know he is appearing regularly on AEW, so it might be he doesn't need to do this anymore. Like, why would you want to travel from, because AEW is predominantly in Florida. But
Did
I know
they
it's,
get flown?
It's touring right now. Not unless you get, I've heard Ethan Page on his podcast when he used to talk, like sometimes they will pay for you if you're a big name to kind of get you in. But generally, people are doing those car rides. They're doing multiple hours. So it might be with his AEW contract that he just doesn't need to do this type of thing anymore.
Yeah, I guess so.
So in terms of the money you're being paid. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'll be curious to see. He does appear on Beyond a lot as well. So that'll be interesting to see as well. Because he's part of that group with Logan and Alexander James. So I'm kind of interested to see that.
If he does have to go there, then he will probably will get paid more since it's harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, that's kind of what everyone's trying to do. They're trying to get that contract because it's a little bit more secure. Like I see constantly on Twitter and things, hey, my gig for Saturday got cancelled. Is there anybody looking for a wrestler? Like if you're trying to make your money from wrestling or you're trying to supplement your income from wrestling and suddenly you get those matches cancelled, then that's tough. But if you've got a contract, then you're getting paid whatever happens. So I do know AEW lets their stars appear on the indies. So on the previous show for IWTV, like I said, I saw Orange Cassidy, I saw Chris Statlander, I saw those people there. So Trish Adora, yeah. who's with the Ring of Honor. So they do let their stars appear, but you don't get to see them obviously anywhere near as much as what you would, as what you used to. All right. Anything else you remember from his speech? I'm trying to remember.
From the speech.
I don't remember. Okay, anything else you wanted to talk about from this one?
Yeah, nothing wrestling related, but... so basically I have an engineering project I need to do. It's basically like the science fair, but I chose to do the engineering project. And I don't know what problem to choose and solve. So if you have any problems you think I could solve, just tweet me some problems.
So what are we looking for exactly? Like something
simple. Like not everybody, so
how
problems.
How do you put a... Problems how do you screw something into the wall?
No, problems how everybody has. Like, Mom did one, and it was like, so whenever Jackson would sit on a chair at, like, some sporting events, it mm-hmm. would always flip up.
Yeah.
So she made something, like, stick in the chair so it wouldn't flip up. So something simple like that.
So you got to... Oh, God. So you got to create an invention.
Yeah.
Oh,
or I can tweak one to make it better.
Okay, tweaking something's easier than, oh gosh, that's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be nice if you could do it something disc golf related, and it'd be something you could actually use as well.
Yeah.
All right, so I've moved on to, while we're talking about that, I moved on to Beyond Wrestling. It was the first episode from Uncharted Territory, so this is Thursday, October 7th. I've seen some of these as well. I saw Ken Broadway and Tyree Taylor. I did see Wheeler Yuta versus Layla Hirsch. Oh, that was for the World Championship. So actually, this was the 101st defense, and the one we just saw was the 102nd. That's a really good match. I love seeing the intergender matches still. I did see Masha Slamovich and Matt Mikowski versus Yokai. I think I saw that one.
Okay.
VSK and Little Mean Kathleen. I saw that one. I definitely saw that one. So I think the one I got ready for is the Kings of the District. Eel O'Neil and Jordan Blade versus Trish Adora and versus Club Cam. So Aaron Rourke, Bobby Orlando. Hey, I haven't seen Bobby Orlando in too long. And Bryce Donovan. So I'm loving that team. Eel O'Neil, Jordan Blade, and Trish Adora. So that to me seemed like a pretty obvious one to choose.
Yeah.
And then you can see the main event for this was Alex Shelley versus Daniel Garcia. And mm-hmm. I did actually watch this. Whoops, I forgot we got the sound on.
Like Keith Lee.
I forgot I put the sound on because we just listened to
That'd be great.
Yeah, we were listening to the thing. All right. Oh, there's Bobby Orlando because he's got his he's got Bobby Jr. with him and he's got a crown on as well. I don't recognize the other two guys. Like, I've seen him in some other. I like Bobby's shirt though. He is so over the top.
Yeah.
I loved that moment from when he was at that Nova Pro tryout show and every time we saw him afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, I remember. He always plays like a heel character, but. Actually, he was a face, I think, when he was at Nova Pro.
He was a face.
Because everyone was kind of, loving what he was doing. But he's
still can't get over the rope.
He's genuinely a heel.
That's funny.
All right, so they're in first. They did say they were with one other person. I'm not sure who the...
Littlefingers.
I'm not sure who their manager is right there, but he's got a flask there. An American flask.
Whiskey?
Yeah, he's got something like that. Like, I didn't realize, that was one of my little Americanisms that I didn't realize. Like, we call in England a thermos, you know what a thermos flask? We call that just a flask. Because I mentioned, I was going to take a flask into school one time, like, I was going to bring soup in or something. And someone was like, you can't bring, alcohol into school. I was like, what are you talking about? I had no idea that it's a totally different word. I don't know what I would call that, to be honest, but... All right, there's Eel. There's Jordan.
Travel mug, maybe?
It's a little different.
What you call it sometimes.
It kind of is, but travel mug doesn't have to be totally insulated. Like,
I thought Jordan was a black belt.
I don't know.
She came out with a blue belt. I didn't even know there was a belt.
Oh, I don't know. It could be for a different... It could just be a decorative belt as well. Or, it might not necessarily
be
for...
It might be different for MMA or kickboxing or
whatever. It could be, yes. It could be a different... rankings for different ones, and I guess Trish Adora's coming in separately then.
Yeah, I guess so. She's not really a team with them, I guess.
No, but it just said accompanying, so they just made it into a trios match. I thought they would have kind of all come out together, but...
Yeah.
I kind of wish we had them. Eel O'Neil and Jordan Scott are dancing in the ring. I'm kind of curious, is there any music playing, or... there must be, because that guy's covering his ears on the outside.
And Bobby Sun cut the music.
All right, what do you reckon the chance that Bobby Jr. gets kicked or manhandled in this match?
It was 75%.
I think there's a pretty good chance.
Thrown into the crowd.
Something. All right, come on, bring Trish out. Let's go. Let's get this on the road. This is where I kind of get impatient. Like, right now, nothing's happening. No one's being introduced. Everyone's just kind of stood. Bobby's entertaining the crowd. Oh, there's Trish.
I wonder.
No sexism, racism, ableism, ageism, homophobia, fatphobia, transphobia, and no hatefulness. I like that shit.
Yeah. I wonder if Bobby Orlando Jr. has been in a bad car crash or something. Because I've never seen him move.
Or it could be because he's a stuffed animal.
Maybe.
Yeah, I like Trish's shirt. I think that works well.
What does it say on the back? I thought I saw something on the back.
Oh, there is something. Perhaps that just says Trish Adora. I don't know.
I don't know.
It might not be her shirt particularly. She might just be wearing that shirt. I don't know.
That's a very small print.
It is small print. That kind of looked about the right number of letters, though. She's just shaking hands with her team. I'm not sure why the manager's still in the ring. I think you could... Oh, because they're going to do the official introductions, I guess. All right, I'm skipping the official introductions, Mason, because I don't think we...
Was that a Burger King hat that Bobby was wearing?
Oh, it could... Oh, I didn't even think of that. Oh, that would be perfect. Yeah, like the paper crown or the cardboard crown.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. All right, I think we skipped about a minute.
I wonder if the... Did the managers get paid?
I don't know. I assume so. They're playing a role. Obviously not as much as the wrestlers, I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah.
They obviously get paid something. Obviously on WWE they would get paid far more. But on the indies? Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, of course, you could be just with your friends. You're doing it for fun. If I had a chance to do that for fun without being paid, I would totally do that. Like, I'm sure that they obviously get free entrance into the arena, so you get to see all the other matches
And you get to go in the back.
Yeah, you get to go in the back. I would have thought, yeah. Even if you don't, it would still be a fun thing to do. Particularly if you know that you can't wrestle. Like, I'm not saying that person can't wrestle, but not all people who are managers can wrestle.
Well, you can't wrestle. Well, you would hurt your ankle.
So I can wrestle. Yeah. There's no way I could wrestle. Nope. All right, Trish tagged in. So Trish and Jordan double teaming. Oh, it didn't work. That guy's really tall.
Whoever, yeah,
I don't know
is.
What his name is, but yeah. All right, Jordan's just been thrown just to the outside. Trish is going to wrap him up.
Well, I'm sure you need a little bit of training, maybe like a day or two from like punches.
You're still going to be able to take bumps. Like, you're going to get hit sometimes. You got to fall to the ground.
Yeah.
But that's probably about as much as you got to do. Nice
and then
shot.
You need to learn how to punch.
Trish has kind of got him locked. Oh, that was a sweet move. Yeah. I didn't think that she had the strength to do that. She had her legs locked around his head, but I thought he was just gonna like slam her down to the ground. But...
yeah, because the managers punched them sometimes too.
Mm-hmm.
KO. Trish just KO'd him. Oh no, Eel's wearing the crown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they stole Bobby's crown. Oh, so Bobby's gonna be upset. Bobby Jr.'s there. Go on, kick Bobby Jr. Oh, there we go. Bobby Jr., oh, he got massive kick. And then as Bobby turned around, then Bobby got kicked to the outside, but his two teammates caught
that's
him.
That's definitely
Eel's
a BK.
Going, here we go. Eel's going. They're all waiting on the outside. Oh, nice flip. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that's
timed.
Definitely a BK crown.
Yes, it is. You're right. That was a good spot. I did not notice that at all. Yeah, all three of them got took out. That was nice. I'm not sure how far Bobby Jr. went. He might have even made it to the stage in the back. That was a sweet kick from Trish.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Bobby's going to go rescue him at some point. All right, Jordan Blade's back in. That was a nice German suplex.
Yeah. He might need medical attention.
Because
he's already paralyzed and then he's been kicked.
You don't want to let the ankle breaker get that. So, yeah, he was kicking out. All right, manager's up on the apron now trying to cause a distraction. I didn't actually think beyond now they allowed them to stand up. There's people on the... There's fans on the end. Jordan's got him in the chokehold now.
Yeah.
There's fans on the end who are kind of tapping on the edge of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that they did that anymore. Perhaps... now they've put seats in. Perhaps you're allowed to get up out of your seat and tap on there. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or perhaps you have to go back. Actually, it looks like they've kind of gone back to their seats now. Oh, actually, no. He's still leaning on the front, isn't he?
Yeah
they're still leaning
are
on
seats.
There. Yeah, they are still leaning.
Yeah, I remember when we went to AIW.
Huh.
I wish I could have stayed for that last match, but my legs were hurting.
I was too long. I was tired. We got there early enough that I thought we were going to get a seat, and nope. Didn't work out
only
at all.
Could
we got there
get...
nearly an hour earlier.
Yeah, I thought we only could get standing room main only.
I thought we could get back row. We just didn't have front row.
He's pulling Jordan's hair.
Jordan's upside down, but he's got hold of her hair and pulling her backwards. And somebody's going to come in with a big kick, I think.
Yep. Near whiff.
She's still kind of stuck up there as well.
Jeez. Like, he's kneeling down and his head, like, is about at the top rope.
Yeah.
He's very tall.
Right on the rope, though. Yeah, he didn't even realize. He had no idea.
Like, Jordan grabbed
too
the
late.
Rope.
Realized too late. Jordan could just grab the rope easily.
Yep.
Oh, I do like the atmosphere at Beyond, though.
On Bobby's... sure, it says GOATist.
Yep, that's his, it says that on Twitter.
I
want to
see him tag team with Tom Brady. That would be good.
I've seen it before asked on Twitter, like, who is the... that was the... what's that called? The knees to the back when they fall down. I can't remember what that's called.
Like a not a code breaker. Backbreaker. A reverse.
Like,
code
I've
breaker.
Seen before, like, who is the GOAT of wrestling, and I always tag Bobby Orlando whenever I see it.
Yeah.
I always put Bobby Orlando. Like, people are going, like, Jericho, Shawn Michaels, and then I got Bobby Orlando on mine. I'm quite happy with my pick.
Yeah, I wonder if Tom Brady will actually play until he's 50. He said that's his goal.
That's his goal? Jeez,
yeah.
That's asking a lot.
I think he's at 80,000 yards now, a little over. If he does, he'll be well over 100.
If he makes it that far, then his record will be almost unassailable.
I'm surprised as soon as he was done with the Patriots, I thought he was going to retire.
I would have thought so as well. But people want to play with him, and he's still got the skills. So,
mm-hmm. Yep, and he's definitely not doing it for the money anymore.
Jordan's getting stamped on. He's trying to tease Trish and Eel. No, Trish, stay out. Now the referee's distracted and.
Yep.
Oh, actually, she got out with it.
Yeah.
Jawbreaker.
But he just punched
Eel, so Eel's fell off the ring.
But at least the ref saw it.
Okay, he's trying to distract Trish, but Jordan's waiting now. Yep.
Belly
to belly.
Oh, but he got tagged in. The tall guy is in.
Yep. Yeah, Jordan needs a tag right now. Oh, a nice elbow to the chin, but he fell straight into Bobby Orlando, and Bobby Orlando got the tag. Bobby's going for the suplex, but he just took a... All right. Jordan managed to get the tag finally, so Trish is in now. Bobby's down once, missed, and Trish has gone now.
I
thought he was just going to roll straight up. Well, watch out, Trish, behind you. Tall guy again.
Yeah. I wonder if Trish could, like, hold her hair so she can, like, reach closer for Jordan to tag.
That was a nice
suplex. I wonder if tagging the hair can count. So you can...
Be a big advantage for Bianca as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, ref, how about you send him out? He's not even the legal person. There's two of them in, and none of them are the legal person. It's both Bobby's the one who's supposed to be in right now. All right, well, ref's counting, but I don't think that's... I don't even think these are the legal two.
Yeah.
Oh, Trish managed to fight out of it. She's going to bang their heads together. Well, that'll work.
Yep.
And now she's got the tag. Is that Eel?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eel's got his crown on. Headbutt.
He still has the crown on.
Yep. And looks like he's about to get... Oh.
What's the crown? Is that like an American thing or is that a British thing?
It's just a...
Or is it universal?
It's just a royal thing.
No, I mean like the... When Jack and Jill went... Like that kind of crown.
Oh.
Like the...
The crown of your head is just that part of your head.
Oh, the temple?
It doesn't really work for you. It's like on the top, so... I don't think it's a literal crown in that... For that song, for that nursery rhyme, I don't think that's a literal crown. I think it's just part of your head.
Yeah.
All right, well, they're kind of making the most of it now, because they got two people... Oh, Eel went for the roll-through, but... Oh, what the... That's a really weird... That's like a reverse Boston Crab. It's the same type of thing, but he's facing forwards, though.
Boston Crab, but Eel is facing forwards, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I wonder if he messed it up, maybe.
I don't know.
So we had to just improvise.
It looks really good. They're all there. Jordan's got the ankle breaker on. Trish has got her moving. They're all going to tap at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Surely. The manager's not doing anything because there's nothing they can do at this point.
We'll see if the manager...
Oh, Trish let go. Or he got out of it. I'm not sure. Jordan just let go and Eel let go. What did the manager do? Was he messing with their stuff or something? I'm not sure if that's their stuff or not, but yeah, they're messing with their suitcase. I think that's Trish's suitcase. I think that's why she went out.
Yeah.
All right, the guy took a whiff. Eel's got him.
Oh,
Bobby, cheap shot. Rather, ref's not looking. Hit Eel O'Neil on the head with something.
Chains,
and that's it.
Eel actually, that would have been kind of dangerous to throw.
Eel got the pin.
He threw it, out of the...
Eel got pinned.
Yeah.
And the crowd, not too happy about it. Not surprisingly. Yep. Boo. All right, the heel stole one on that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mason, I think that's probably enough. We've got our 40 minutes. I think that'll do for today, so go ahead, wrap it up.
This is MGB. Oh, we're out. Peace.
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at CompuTech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/